Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents Ukrainian Voices in Ireland.
What is your name and where are you from?
My name is Alla Mikhnova. I am from the small town situated in the east of Ukraine. The town is called Kutensk.
And how long have you been here in Ireland?
I've been living in Ireland 1 year and 10 months. My town was occupied on the first day of the war because it's really near to the border of Russia. And there I lived under occupation about 4 months, and we had to flee Ukraine in June. I remember the day, still remember, it was the 8th of June, 2022.
That must have been one of the worst days of your life, Alla, having to leave your home.
I can't say it's the worst day. I mean, the first day of the war, because I didn't realize. I see it was so unexpected because I was really like had a hectic schedule. I was busy at work and I couldn't believe it. Yeah, but yeah, living in the occupied town. Yeah, it was experience really tough one. So I think I can't say that that one day maybe the worst day. I had, unfortunately, a lot of days, like many Ukrainians.
When you left Ukraine, did you come to Ireland alone or did you come with family?
Living in the occupied town, we didn't have internet, no connection. It's one of the, way of being, living in the occupation. So it's such an accident that I saw some people, they were just going to go to Ireland. So I just, it was maybe the most important decision in my life, I think. So of course I was afraid to leave because we had, I know the way was, we had to go through Russia, Belarus to Lithuania and then to Ireland. So, I mean, for me, it's very difficult to make the decision it was, but yeah. And we decided with my husband that I go with my sons and he stay with his mom. Yeah, of course, we thought at that moment that it won't take a lot of time. We set off, on the 8th of June and I was in Ireland on the 14th of June.
So you were in a car. Your husband stayed in Ukraine with his mother?
Yeah, he's living in Ukraine, but he went to Kharkiv because Kharkiv is a bit further from the border, but I think it's still dangerous to live even in Kharkiv.
Yeah. And so many people did stay because of their parents, elderly family or family who were sick and couldn't travel. They had to stay to look after them. How old is your husband's mother?
Okay, she's, sorry, maybe I just can't say exactly about, a bit more than 70, but her health condition. So it was just, my husband and, my mother-in-law. My parents died before, so just my sister, which is another such a very story because she had lived in Mariupol. Oh my God, it's so overwhelming when I remember. We were in the occupied Kutensk and we firstly had internet and I was on the phone trying to catch my sister, about Mariupol. I was so worried about us. So they were lucky to leave Mariupol. Now they live in Lviv. Okay.
So do you have children, Alla? Did you come here with children?
Yeah, I have two sons, 20-year-old and 12-year-old, the age when we left Ukraine. Now they are 22 and 14.
And how do they feel about leaving their home and leaving dad behind?
Actually, it's such a difficult question because I thought about it when we arrived here. I understood we are here for some time. But my children, they are still in most of their thoughts about their friends. They are in Ukraine, or many of them just living in other European countries. I think it's much more difficult for them,
This is Ukrainian Voices in Ireland. You can catch up on all the episodes which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Ukrainian Voices. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative funded by Cumhuisiú na mBian with the television license fee.